Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to FinTech Fireside. Super pumped for today's chat.
Same here. So did you hear about TMTG's latest move into FinTech with TruthBuy?
Yeah, I did. Just caught the news yesterday. Quite a bold step, isn't it?
Absolutely. Launching a platform focused on ETFs, managed accounts, and even Bitcoin investments. They're really going for it.
Uh-huh. And coming from TMTG, it's bound to make waves.
Right. But do you think they can really compete with the big guns in wealth management?
Well, they definitely have brand recognition, especially among a certain group.
Yeah. The self-proclaimed American patriots.
Exactly. That could actually draw in a solid user base. Maybe traditional banks are starting to feel the heat.
Or perhaps they just see it as a temporary buzz. The fintech market is already so saturated. What sets TruthFi apart?
Good question. Maybe they'll benefit from a more business-friendly regulatory environment if certain policies return.
That's a big if. Regulations don't just flip overnight.
True, but if they do, it could pave the way for new partnerships between fintechs and legacy banks.
Or it might just intensify the competition. Banks could bolster their own digital platforms.
Right, but consider the appeal of a platform tailored to a specific niche.
Maybe, but niche markets have their limits. And is the Bitcoin investment angle still as hot as before?
Well, cryptocurrencies have their ups and downs, but there's still a passionate community.
Uh-huh. But it's a volatile space. That's why traditional banks have been cautious.
Exactly. But isn't innovation about pushing boundaries?
Sometimes, but it can also lead to pitfalls. Remember the dot-com bubble?
Fair point. But without risk, we'd never advance.
Agreed, but it's about balancing risk and prudence.
Totally. Speaking of innovation, do you think Silicon Valley's influence in finance is growing?
Oh, definitely. Tech giants are increasingly dipping their toes into financial waters.
And not just the giants. Startups are popping up everywhere with fresh ideas.
True, but do they truly understand the complexities of the finance world?
Maybe not fully, but they bring a user-centric approach that's been missing.
That's a good point. Customer experience has been a weak spot for many banks.
Exactly. Fintechs are raising the bar in terms of usability and accessibility.
Aha, and that's forcing the incumbents to step up their game.
Competition can be healthy like that.
Agreed. Ultimately, consumers stand to benefit.
Can't argue with that.
But still, history shows that rapid innovation without proper guardrails can lead to crises.
Uh-huh, like the 2008 financial meltdown. But that was also due to failures within traditional institutions.
Fair point. The lesson, though, is that oversight is crucial.
Absolutely. Maybe what we need is smarter regulation, not necessarily more regulation.
Interesting thought. Regulations that adapt to innovation rather than stifle it.
Exactly. That way, we encourage progress while keeping risks in check.
Now, that's an ideal scenario.
Do you think it's possible?
With the right mindset and collaboration between regulators and innovators, perhaps?
Here's hoping.
Returning to TruthFi, do you think their focus on a niche audience will be enough?
It might give them an initial boost, but they'll need to diversify to sustain growth.
Yeah, relying on a single demographic could be limiting.
Right. Plus, consumer preferences change over time.
Exactly. They'll need to stay adaptable.
Do you think they have the agility for that?
Hard to say. It depends on their leadership and willingness to pivot.
True. And on whether they can attract top talent.
That's another challenge. the competition for skilled professionals is intense.
Especially with established fintechs offering attractive packages.
But sometimes new ventures can be appealing for those looking to make a big impact.
That's a good point. The allure of building something from the ground up.
Exactly. It can be a powerful motivator.
But it can also be risky.
Well, with great risk comes great reward, as they say.
Touché.
Have you considered investing in any fintech startups yourself?
I've thought about it, but I'm cautious. I prefer to see a proven track record first.
Playing it safe, as usual.
Nothing wrong with being prudent.
Unless you're missing out on the next big thing.
Or avoiding a costly mistake.
Fair enough. Only time will tell.
Exactly. Patience is a virtue.
Speaking of time, did you notice how swiftly TruthFi launched their platform?
Yeah, it was almost overnight. Makes me wonder about the behind-the-scenes prep.
Right, maybe they've been quietly working on it for a while.
Could be, but launching so quickly can be risky without thorough testing.
True, but it also shows they're eager to make a splash.
Sometimes eagerness can lead to oversight.
Agreed, but sometimes bold moves pay off.
Guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Indeed.
So, what's your gut feeling? Will TruthFi make waves or fade away?
I think they have potential, but execution is key.
And navigating the regulatory hurdles.
Exactly. Timing is everything.
Well, let's revisit this in a few months and see where they stand.
Sounds like a plan. Maybe by then you'll be more optimistic.
And maybe you'll be a bit more cautious.
Deal.
All right, that about wraps things up for today.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Be sure to catch our next episode, where we'll explore the latest in blockchain technology.
Can't wait. Until then, stay curious.
And stay informed.